Yes, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to our dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Madia Sangala with the twilight. It's the right time to thank Madia Sangala. And now is the time for Early Morning Scoop. And we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself. We are greeting you. Yeah, some of you are at work already, like me. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are returning back home. Some of you are traveling. Some of you just woke up now, looking at the future, what is on the table. And some of you are contemplating on making business. Some of you are contemplating on doing certain investment. And also, there are also those who are optimistic about the future. And also those who are demoralized, looking at the situation on the ground. But whatever we... You know, we are always indicating to you that everything that we indicate to you here is that when you're listening to Eagle FM Namibia, when you are listening to Eagle FM Namibia, you may be able to get one thing or two that will help you to move forward. Because what is necessary, there is a saying to say, it's not about the good cards given to you. It's how you play what cards are given to you. Whether you are starting at the wrong note or you started at the wrong note, or things did not go well at the off take. You need to make sure that you look at the future. You look at the future because the future is always very important. Future is always very important because that is what we look up to. Because the future of yesterday is today. The future of yesterday is today. And when you look at what will happen tomorrow, it also depends on how ready and how prepared we are. And for you to be prepared and also be equipped, one of the best weapon is information. One of the best weapon is information and knowledge. So that if you are armed with information, if you are armed with knowledge, it's easier for you to work with people. It's also easier for you to do better choices. And also it is easier for you to make to avoid unnecessary cost and mistakes. And that's why at the Early Morning Scoop, this is your economic development conversational program. And let's look at the commercial break, then we come shortly.
Get all your essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USave. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize Meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. That's 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save, yes, we all save at USave.
Yes, we are indicating to you that this is your economic conversational program. This is where we discuss issues at home, that is Namibia, issues in the region, that is SADC, issue at the continental affairs, at the African level, and also issue at the global stage, what is happening around the globe, particularly when it's coming to events that affect the way we deal with bread and butter at home. Because we understand that no country is in isolation, and everybody can agree with me that the world now has become a global village, where what's happening in America has a direct or indirect impact in what you are eating at home. What is being manufactured in Singapore has a direct or indirect impact on what you are going to wear during summertime, during winter, and also any other season. That's why at this platform we make sure that whether it's conversation on governance, conversation on local economic development, conversation on SME, conversation on manufacturing, conversation on energy, conversation on oil and gas, conversation on investment, policies, local governance, elections, and everything that affect human being and also bread and butter, particularly in Namibia. We are indicating to you to say, as long as our country is where it is right now, As long as our country is where it is right now, we will continue to have this conversation. We will continue to have this conversation to make sure that, at least we educate each other, we share information, we also learn from you. We also learn from you. We have this debate about issues of development. What is exactly development? Is development the structure of the roads that went through my village? Is development electrical wiring? Is development when the economy is growing in terms of number? Or is development based on human? And when we speak about celebration of development, either it's in Namibia or in South Africa, are we connecting with where the continent want to go? Are we connecting where the continent want to go, particularly when you speak about aspiration of African Agenda 2063, of the Africa that we want, the Africa where development is human-centered, and the Africa where there is free movement of goods, and the Africa where the Africa which is global, which is globally competitive? Are we moving toward being a global competitive continent? And if you want to be a global competitive continent, what are you doing at home? Because when people look at the discussion to say, when you discuss Africa, they think there is something big that is called Africa. Africa is Namibia too. When somebody is in Egypt is discussing Africa, he is looking at this side of Namibia. He is looking at this side of Namibia. He is looking at, because it's just a combination of states, which history is telling us that it was exactly just one state to say, with the various, indigenous ethnic groups, thousands of ethnic groups, but that is a debate of another day. So apart from us presenting conversation on the table here, we also give you an opportunity to call us and engage us in the studio, because it's not one-directed conversation. It's not about a one-directed conversation. That is why, you have a right to exercise your democratic right and also freedom of expression to call us in the studio and give your views and perspectives about what is being discussed and looking at the way forward. So before we go to what we have on the table, it's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. That is Facebook, that is X, that is Instagram and LinkedIn. And when you do that, it's easier for you to get access to information, to get access to updates about trade, development, governance, political economy, and also opportunities. So do that, and you will never miss out. On top of that, we also have the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper. It's an economic paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we always putting it to you that if you are a student of economics, if you are a student of governance, if you are a researcher, if you are an academician, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. It's part of your sources of information when you are doing those research, because it will take you to the content and context of what have happened. Then it will give you statistics and data of what is happening with our financial system, what is happening with our governance system, what is happening with new projects which are emerging, what is happening in the sector of oil and gas, green hydrogen, food security, and also sport. We also have analysis. We also have analysis. It's easy for you to make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. What you can do, make sure that you send your name and save this number as your WhatsApp contact detail. Send your name to 081-241-44-081-200-4144. That is 081-241-44. When you send your name and save that number as your contact details, it's more easier for you to be added to the WhatsApp group or to be sent the Villager newspaper to your WhatsApp every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and also every Friday morning. And when you do that, it's easier for you to be armed with information, and also it's easier for you to make those long-term economic decisions that will take you somewhere, because you are armed with information. You know where to invest, where not to invest, what to trade, what is needed in the market, what are the people saying about what they need, and you take that opportunities. On top of that, we also have Eagle FM app, because there are always those who are asking to say, what is the frequency here? What is the frequency here? Why are we not connected? We are telling you to say, in the world of advancement and digitalization, we move toward the app. If you find yourself in a situation where you cannot be connected to the frequency, make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. Just go to your phone, go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, type in Eagle FM Namibia, then you download that app. When you do that, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and also you can also be able to listen to the previous programs that you have missed. It could be when you were busy doing something of equal importance, that program was running or that program was live on air, but you can still catch up. You can still catch up with using of Eagle FM app by looking at the podcast. Then you can listen to the previous programs at your own time and at your own pace. Yeah, apart from that, we also have Himba app. Himba app is an app that you can download. It's a digital version of a hymn book in various Namibian languages, such as Oshiwambo, that is or Ehangano. That or we also have Omaimburiro, that is Oshierero hymn book. We have Afrikaans hymn book, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download Himba app. And when you download Himba app, you will not miss out. You will not miss out. So, lastly, before we go to what we have on the table, is always very important also to make sure that you invest in your advertisement. That's why you can buy your airtime. You can buy your airtime on air. You can buy your airtime with Eagle FM Radio. You can talk to me, Monica Ipinge. So that you can be able to buy your airtime on air. You can advertise with us. And we are always saying money invested in advertisement is money on the way, multiplied actually, back to you. Because when you invest in advertisement, we will be able to reach for you large number of customers, because the digital environment now is unlimited. When you advertise, for example, either you buy airtime on the radio, or you advertise with the Villager newspaper. Those who are outside the country can also be able to read the paper, and can also be able to see and advise on how they can get connected to you, and how can they use your product or services. And you expand your revenue just by being strategic, just by being somebody who is, you know, well informed, and somebody who trust and understand the power of advertisement. So when you do that, it's easier. It's easier for you. It's easier for you to be relaxed and also improve or focus on other areas of business, because in terms of advertisement, we can do that for you by just communicate with our marketing manager. That is Mary Monica Ipinge. And yeah. So dear listeners, let us look at commercial break, then we see what we have on the table today. You know, a lot of things are happening in Namibia. And, there are also those, gruesome crimes which are happening. And, you're asking yourself a question to say, is this a Namibia that you want? What is the causes of these, challenges? There are social ills. We see men killing children, and you just do not want to understand, to say, where are we going as a country? What is the motive behind that? Can somebody also do research about the causes of these criminal activities, particularly regarding either is homicide and regarding aspect of, you know, what is happening around us? What is going on? So we need to look at that, because when the other time we were speaking about We're speaking about human development. We also spoke about quality medical care and mental health. It's part of that. To say, for you to have a very strong workforce, I need to be in a good state of mind. I need to be in a very good state of mind for me to be productive. Your workforce must be in a very good state of mind to be productive. But if you are stressed, what are the causes of those things? And it weighed down Namibia performance. You may look at it to say, if somebody is killed in the street or is killed through gender-based violence, it's just a family thing. That is a country thing, because you lost a family member, somebody lost an employee, taxi driver lost a customer, a school also lost a parent who is supposed to fund, to contribute to that, Meme who is selling Kapana lost a client, and you may see it as something which is very small, but that's just something which I brought up to say we must look at those things to say what is really behind those criminal activities, because every time you wake up, the time you read the police report, you don't even want to finish it because of what is happening, especially a toxic relationship. I don't want to say it's an economic relation, it's motivated by economy, but it could be also that way. Somebody enter love with somebody just because he's economically fit, but did not assess what is in the person's medulla oblongata, what's in the person's mind, and it will end up causing those unacceptable and also terrifying events. But yeah, so let us look at the commercial break, then we come and look at what is happening at the global stage, what is happening at the continental level, and look at our conversation for today, especially regarding trade relations, especially regarding Namibia trade relations, to say who are our partners, and what are we trading with, who are not our trade partners but are just our friends, and how can we get opportunity to expand in those areas, and what can we do moving forward, what do we depend much on, do we depend on diamond, do we depend on uranium, and for how long are we going to depend on this? And we are also going to ask those questions to say, if we depend too much on uranium, have you seen the lifespan of mines that we have, and what will happen after those years? What will happen after 10 years if we still depend on selling of those raw materials? So I want to ask those questions to say, what can we do, and what are the best opportunities which are there, and what are the challenges or the complexity of trade? Because trade is very complex. It's very complex, very difficult to understand. Even professors of trade and economics, they are finding it very, very difficult to understand, because somebody is always sitting under the carpet, and there are various institutions. And yeah, so let's look at commercial break, then we can move forward.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu kutoingi da Ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo Iho etike kovano hile koshiwana Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune uto otukwetira o special Ngeza shake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabweli nawa Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM Onora itatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ileko mderewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu Omafilane Eagle FM The Eye
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. Before we come to Malawi's elections, let us look at what Israel has to say. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, has admitted that Israel is faced with global anger. It's faced with global anger, and he understands that for many years after what they have done. For many years, Israel is going to be facing kind of isolation, but they have no choice but to stand on their own. Because, sometimes fighting a lot or fighting a battle that is not coming to an end will also isolate people because you find yourself an enemy with everybody. So the president, the prime minister of Israel has indicated that, due to what have happened, especially their conflict with Gaza or their invasion of Gaza, he indicated that, it was expected for people to have global anger against Israel, and is going to be isolated for quite a very long time. Now, this is it's a true thing. And the question is that being isolated, are you going to survive in the world where you are isolated? And what is the strategic mistake that Israel have done that any other people have also done? Because when you are surrounded by Arab nations and you are fighting all of them without making friends with one, you end up cutting out your ties, your movement, and also who you are going to trade with, because you are now in a circle. Because if you look at the map of Israel where it is now, every country which is surrounding Israel, they fought with Israel, whether it was Israel's fault or it was not Israel's fault, that is a discussion of another day. And this thing can also applies to anybody, even to the individual human beings, to say, if you find yourself in a situation where you are in business or you are at a professional level, but everybody is just fighting you, instead of saying people are jealous with you, try to assess yourself. Try to assess yourself and look at yourself and say, man, could it be that I'm a mistake? Could it be that I'm wrong? If you find yourself, every time a business deal, you always end up not adhering to that business deal. And you have this thinking of saying, man, why people are jealous of me or they just want to trick me? But sometimes it could be that you, because now, people who are going to suffer is not Benjamin Netanyahu, it's his own people. It's his own people, because in a few years he's going to be gone. And that is the nature of life, but, the scars of people that we have put, that you put there. And, people do not forget. Do not forget. Because when you look at, what happened in Gaza since, October 11, 2023, the statistics are indicating that people who were killed are beyond 50,000 just in Gaza Strip, 50,000 people. And that is including men and women, more than 100 journalists, doctors, international development agencies, and many others. So something that is very difficult to erase in history. But it's also something that people must also learn, because the question is always, what can you learn from this? What can you learn from what is happening? And yeah, So that is from Benjamin Netanyahu, who understand that Israel is going to be isolated for quite a long time. Because if you are attacking Qatar to look for Hamas leaders, and you are also speaking about negotiating with Hamas leaders, and Qatar is a main ally of America. If you are attacking Iran, and you are also requesting United States of America to bring their backup buster, so that you can expand your interest. If you are attacking a country which has a population of 90 million, and you are not even 20 million, it says a lot. It says a lot. And we see also how United States is going to respond, how United States is going to respond, because Israel has always been called the main ally in the region, main ally in the region. But look at the work or where the world want to go. I think we are going to see some development and changes also in the future. So let us look at other news that is of Malawi. This of Malawi. This noted that Malawi today is heading to the polls, and it's a very interesting also thing to look at, because you have two presidential candidates, and these people have met for quite some times. People have met for quite some times, because you have the return of Professor Peter Mutharika, who was also a president of Malawi, and was defeated by the sitting president, that is Lazarus Chakwera. And you see that Mutharika was leading Malawi from 2014 to 2020. At one point he was a university professor of law. Then he came to politics, and he suffered defeat after 20 elections. Suffered defeat by Lazarus Chakwera. But now the 84 years old man is coming back. He's coming back to the game of politics, and he is indicating that the people, they want him. The people, they want him back, because there is an indication to say one of the resident supporters said at the time Peter Mutharika was in power, he reduced the price of fertilizer so everyone had an opportunity to farm and market and also make trade easier. People were able to sell and buy what they wanted. So this is what we see in Africa. When somebody come to power, we compare the person with the previous person to say it was better during the time of Sam Nujoma. It was better during the time of Tate Pohamba, or it was better during the time of the late Ginkop, or it was better during the time or the period of Mbumba, or it was better now or during the time of Memene Tumbo. But there is a lot of circumstances that citizens must also know, because there are things that a president can control, and there are things that politics cannot control, particularly national politics. Because if you are saying it was more easier during the time of Peter Mutharika, maybe yes, it was easier. But the period of 2014 and 2020 is not the same as the period from 2020 to where we are now. Because there are always various factors that are featuring. That's why when you are making your political choices of electing somebody, you must also look at the time, influence, impact, and what the person have done. Because it could be that when you are looking, for example, during the time of late Dr. Ginkop, it could be that he put more effort to put our country on a defensive mode, especially during the period of COVID-19. It could be that when it's coming to fighting drought, we were better equipped to fight the drought than many other countries. But just period and time, it's the same with the situation where we are. We have a good hope somebody will come and rescue us. But all of a sudden you have global tariffs. All of a sudden you have diamond, which is not required anymore. It's not a global, in a global demand anymore. Then you have, you are downgraded. Then who are you going to blame? Because some of the things are within the control, but some of the things are not within, the control of the leadership. But it's up to the citizens of Malawi to, it's up to Malawians to make their choices. Are you putting Chakwera back to power? Or you are bringing Professor Mutharika back? And, what were some of the achievements? And it's very critical also to look at the politics of Malawi. It's very interesting because Mutharika, being the former professor of law, there was a historical rerun in 2020 after the Malawi Constitutional Court has annulled controversial 2019 elections. Because there were a lot of irregularities which were done. There were a lot of irregularities. There were also accusation rigging of elections. And there were accusation of some judges also who refused to be paid, but allegedly chose the constitution over millions of dollars. That's why There was a turnaround in Malawian politics, particularly after 2020 rerun elections, where you have seen the sitting head of state defeated by the upcoming leader, Lazarus Chakwera. But looking at the future, let us look at this news and also look at what is it saying.
At 84, Malawi's former president, Peter Mutharika, is making a dramatic comeback, set to take on incumbent Lazarus Chakwera in a high-stakes showdown. Mutharika, who ruled for 6 years and once hinted he was done with politics, now says Chakwera has ruined the country and he's ready to fix it. His supporters are fired up and nostalgic for the Mutharika era. When Peter Mutharika was in power, he reduced the price of fertilizers so everyone had the opportunity to farm. Everyone harvested their maize. People were able to buy and sell food. This empowered people to have what they wanted, but this is not the case now, because people are scrambling to buy maize. Peter Mutharika was unseated by Lazarus Chakwera in a historic rerun after Malawi's top court threw out the 2019 results, citing massive irregularities. They ruled there was ballot tampering and even tipex used to alter votes. Judges said Mutharika's win was void, marking a first in Malawi's history.
Yes, that is what's happening. That is what's happening in Malawi. However, it's up to the citizens of Malawi to make their choice today. Who are they going to vote? You're going to vote the devil that you know, or the new guy, or you are going to look at, who was already in power, who was already tested. What lesson have we learned? Because sometimes it's also a very good thing, and it's the nature of politics to look at somebody who was there, also to see that maybe a person have learned from being a civilian for 5 years after being a head of state. Because some people, they become aware of situation, particularly when they lose power, because that is where the reality hit. When you become a citizen, when you understand what is the cost of oil price, what is the cost of bread, what does it mean to eat in the street, and what does it mean also not to have power and respect. So let us look at, before we go to the If we go to the business news, but let us look at the fourth edition of Unstoppable African Summit. Fourth edition of Unstoppable African Summit. This indicated that African business world is preparing for the fourth edition of Unstoppable Africa. That is a global event on African business that will take place from 21 to 22 September. And it's a sideline of the UN General Assembly in New York. But it's also very important also to look at this aspect. It's also very important to look at this aspect and also moving forward on what does it really mean? What does it really mean? And what is the value of Unstoppable Africa fourth edition? And what is in for African business people? Because at the end of the day, there must be something for African business people. And what is new in this regard?
The African business world is preparing for the fourth edition of Unstoppable Africa. The event by the Global Africa Business Initiative will take place in New York on September 21st and 22nd. United Nations Global Compact Chief Senda Ojembo on Thursday said the initiative helps steer the continent towards business leadership.
We want to, you know, highlight with Unstoppable Africa is the fact that the private sector continues to remain robust, even where there is conflict and strife. Business will still continue. And I think, you know, one of the strongest messages that we hear from African private sector leaders is oftentimes, African political leaders is oftentimes the private sector exists and continues to help almost de-risk, provide an environment of safety, calling for investment, and also just demonstrating that people will still need the goods and the services that are provided.
The 2025 edition of Unstoppable Africa will tackle issues like the continent's role in shaping markets and its potential for leadership in global trade.
There are significant challenges, political strife, illicit financial flows, challenges around governance, but there's a strong and robust private sector. And that's what all of those leaders are here to talk about, the need to really build that infrastructure for private sector to grow. The criticality really is the opportunity that we have to recognize Africa's availability to solve for world problems in food security, in energy security, and in digital transformation.
The UN Global Compact launched the Global Africa Business Initiative in 2022. It hopes to amplify ambitious African voices from the private sector.
Yeah, that is what's happening. That is what's happening on an international ground, especially when you look at the fourth edition of Unstoppable Africa. And also the work of Global Africa Business Initiative, and looking at what they want to look at, especially in terms of opening up the market, investment, and also digital transformation, as it has been said, and how Africa can become global leader in terms of trade. How can Africa become a global leader in terms of trade? And you have been able also to see statistics have also indicated that throughout the three previous editions, Unstoppable Africa has witnessed the active participation of 10 heads of state and over 8,000 participants, according to the UN. And that is a very huge, it's a very big event. It's a very big event, and we are expecting also to see what are some of the resolutions, what are some of the resolutions that will come from this global event, what are some of the resolutions, and what is needed, particularly moving forward. So, before we go to what we have on the table, as I have already indicated area, Maybe it's one thing to look at Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency, which they have signed an agreement to pave the way for cooperation, which is, regarding the nuclear facility. And we also understand that for quite sometimes, at some point, Iran also pulled out of this agreement because they thought, while they were negotiating issues of nuclear energy and how to use sustainable nuclear energy, they were attacked in the middle of that. But now it's like they have signed an agreement, and those are some of the positive development that are also being seen. So let us look at the commercial break, then we can come right to it. So stay tuned. The time is 53 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Sombe. We are here until 8 o'clock.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Mune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabweli nawa. Ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile konderewa mura etatu natu bali o etatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM. The eye.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 55 minutes past the hour of 6. And today we are going to speak about Namibia trade relations, Namibia trade relations, and also opportunities and also challenges within Namibia trade. We are looking at where Namibia is standing, what is the position of Namibia in the globe. And what are those things that Namibian business people, policymakers should also learn and also reconsider and consider them, especially when you are talking about trade, whether you are trading in SADC region, whether you are trading in Africa, that you are trading with Europe, that you are trading with America or the Asian countries. Because it's quite very important to discuss issues of trade, because you will be able to know. You'll be able to know what is that we are selling, what is that we are buying, and how much are we making, and are we using our strategic partners or the advantage of the geographical environment, or we are just trading based on what has been already been there. Are we looking at new opportunities, or we are scared of moving to another directions? But looking at this case, which is informed also by July trade balance bulletin, which indicate that although we export much compared to June, although we export 12.6 billion outside the country, we still import 12.6 billion, and that is just the context of the number. But it is stated that there is a trade deficit of 58 million. It's a trade deficit of 58 million. And imagine you are making a loss of 58 million. Then compared to the previous surplus of 856 million in June 2025. Ask yourself this question to say, although there are challenges in the international market, how come you made profit 1 month, you made profit of 856 million in the other, from profit to a loss of 58 million. Why there is no balance there? Why can't you even make a profit of even 100 million? Why you go directly to the loss and is below the belt? And that is one of the things that we are looking at, and to say, who are Namibia main trade partners? How much money is spent on the logistics? What other alternatives are there? When you look at, for example, our neighboring country, Angola. Angola is one of the richest countries in terms of mineral resources, particularly crude oil. And also many other resources. Then when you look at, when you compare what we do as a country, and you compare what we sell with Angola, you'll be surprised. I do not want to say we don't sell anything with Angola, but when you compare what Namibia export to Angola, you have cereals, you have used clothes, you have bovine products, other hardwares, include furniture and possible electronic equipment. There is no direct trade. There is no direct strong trade between Angola and Namibia. Yes, there were discussions. There were discussions about us, acquiring some blocks in Angolan oil industry. But where are those discussions? Who is shooting them down? Now, let us look at where do we spend our money? Where do we spend our money? Where is 80% of our money goes, especially when you are buying items, because the global economic outlook, which pointed out global tariffs as a challenge in international trade, which pointed out conflicts between Russia and Ukraine, is one of the challenges which pointed out Israel conflict as a main challenge on economy. One of the things when it comes to Namibia, what's coming to Namibia, it was downgraded to say, when you look at the domestic economic outlook, it stated that in 2025, Namibia real GDP will grow less than the GDP of 2024, which the prediction is 3.5% compared to 3.7% in 2024. Now, the question that you need to ask yourself, is that we are at the last year we were at the worst place. We had drought last year. And this year we do not have drought. Well, but we were at least moving. But while we are still recovering, the economy is not doing well. Now, apart from that, the domestic outlook also stated that when it comes to Namibia, the decline have also been caused by a reduction in exportation in primary industries such as livestock. Because remember, when you had the drought in 2024, 2025, you will not sell cattle which are not lookable. Ikai, you can't do that. You cannot sell something which has no quality. That is why there is a reduction in terms of export of heads of cattle. And also what is stated within that domestic outlook is also the issue of diamond, the issue of diamond, which in this regard, diamond is no more a global demand. There is no global demand of diamond, although they are still expensive. They are still being bought. There is no more a global demand of diamond. People are looking at other things, and the price of diamond has dropped, and countries in that jewelry industry or that use diamond, they prefer using lab-made diamonds, and that is what hit our economy. Now, that is what the outlook is saying. And the other thing is also that where we have been selling is where we are still selling. We did not change much. Our trade relations with Africa remain the same. Our trade relation with Angola remain the same. Our trade relation with China remain the same. But the question is that what can we do? What can we do about that? What can we do about that? What are some of the opportunities that in Namibia, and how can we grab those opportunities? Now, before we go to the opportunities that are there, that Namibians can also take up, or we can also look into, and see how we are going to fit in. It's quite important also to look at the trade of July, to also see what is that we are selling, and how much is it bringing to our country. And what is that we are importing, and what can we do about importation? What can we do? And who do we depend much on? Who are our best trading partners? Because, and I understand you have heard about this already, especially when it comes to the top five things that we sell outside the country, where uranium is at number one. Uranium is at number one, which consists of 26% of the total export, and is largely go to China. It's largely going to China. Then the question you need to ask yourself is that in terms of our trade relations, what are some of the benefits that came from this this trade relations, and in either in terms of employment, in terms of highly skilled people, in terms of learning, in terms of development, and also in terms of changing of human lives. And the question is that when you do evaluation of this trade, what are those things that you can do? Because remember, there is no business which is bad. It's how you enter into it. Because if we trade uranium to China, China has been of great help. There is no doubt about that. China has been of great help to Namibia. And what we need to do is not only to continue selling, but we also need to ask to say, what other things can we learn from you? What other things can we learn from you? What are some of the experts that you can give us so that we can add value to what we are selling to you? There's no doubt about that. And it's also a matter of understanding. If he's not willing to help us, there are always opportunities where we can say, man, we have this thing called uranium. We heard it's very important in other countries. We see everybody's, and it's also bringing us a lot of money. But for us to do a long-term sustainability of our resource, what is that that we need to do? What is that that we need to do? Because remember, selling is not the problem. The problem is when you are not learning. Because if you have been selling fat cakes for the past 15 years and you did not change anything, you already failed. But if you have been selling fat cakes, but you add something, you add another product, or you change the shape of that fat cake or the content of those fat cakes, and also the price, and also the location is different, and also maybe the quality and quantity is different, then you are in business. But if you continue doing the same thing and we look away, I think that is something that we need to look at. So there is precious diamond, which is precious stone and diamond number 2, non-monetary gold, fish, and copper articles. Now, bilateral relations with China, remember we only have 2. Main trade partners in terms of countries, because number 1, export and import. We have China and we have South Africa. You have China and South Africa. Import. Top 5 commodities imported into Namibia, which consist of 26.8%, is petroleum oil, and also petroleum oil, which is at number 1, which is at the top of the list. That was stated. And you may also ask, what is at position number 2? You have motor vehicles, and motor vehicles that are used for commercial purposes. Now, in this case, you only have China and South Africa. Then the question is also that now, looking at where we are going, because you do not determine the price of goods in the international market. There are various mechanisms that either is regulations of international trade laws, either is economic shocks, which is caused by either it's drought, either it's war, and also tariffs. And remember, And so remember, when you are not changing on the way you are doing things, when you are not changing on the way you are doing things, things will continue to be the same, and you will continue also to be at a neutral where you are, because the reason for trading is to expand the economy. And the reason to expand the economy is to create conducive environments so people, they can thrive. And when people are thriving, people have ability to participate in economic activities, because if the economy is not expanded, if opportunities are not created, we'll continue to be like this for another 5 years, and we'll continue to speak like this for another 5 years. And that is not what you want. And that is not what you want. Yeah, that's why when you speak of trade, when you speak of trade relations, we must really be careful to say what are those opportunities that we can grab. Now, let us look at opportunities and what have been done. You know, I was speaking to one person and was discussing about this thing of trade relations. I mean, trade policy and foreign policy. To say, what is the relationship between trade policy and foreign policy? To say, in line with the foreign policies to create that political relations. But trade policy also, and it's also through that trade policy can also come in to say, when I've created these political relations, I also need to advance my economy. You know where the opportunities are? Opportunities are with the Nigerians. Nigerians are known as good business people, but they are known as very good business people, and they also have an advantage of the market. And Namibia opening up that market of Nigeria, and the sending of 45,000 tons of salt to Nigeria in June through the first pack of African Continental Free Trade Area. It's one of its kind, and it's one of its kind, and it, and it's something that must be appreciated. But it's not only going to end there, because now we realize to say, no man, we cannot just be depending in SACO, we cannot just be depending in China, we cannot just be depending in the US, but there are other alternatives that we can look at, because the more complicated you are in terms of your trade alliance, the high chance that we have of survival. The more connected you are in terms of trade, the high chance of your survival, because when they are cutting your economy this side, you are growing roots on this side. Look at Russia. Look at where Russia is standing. Russia may look like, it was isolated, but Russia understands that building economic alliance will improve the way you do things, because at the end of the day, it's the economy. Because remember, Turkey is the greatest ally of the United States of America. They work together in almost everything. And there's military and all those things. But Turkey understood the assignment to say, I cannot live without Russia. Europe itself understood that they cannot live without Russia. That's why they have to trade. Because the foundation of trade is there. Even US companies, they are trading with Russia. The foundation is there. That's why the more diversified you are, the more chance of survival you will have. Because looking at the market of Nigeria, it should not be just limited to salt. It should be expanded more. It should be expanded more. And also Namibian young business people shall also look at what areas of collaboration they can come up with, especially when you look at a market like Nigeria. Because when you look at the country with the highest population in Africa, countries with the highest population in Africa, and Professor Yakumbu, who used to be the chairperson of Nigerian Commission of Elections, stated that, you know, conducting an elections in Africa, I mean in Nigeria, is like you are conducting elections for the whole Western African due to its concentrated population. That's why numbers matter. And South Africa, we should not just depend on South Africa for importing. We should not just depend on South Africa for importing, but for also exporting finished products. Exporting finished products. That is what we need to do. And the other thing is also that as we have been indicating to say, Namibia, we are standing at a very critical juncture. We are standing at a very critical juncture, particularly when it's coming to trade. Now, you have now oil and gas. You have green hydrogen. Now is now the right time to finalize those market strategy. How are we going to enter those markets? Because now we are still fixing how to get jobs, how to fix things, and also how to make those projects standing. But when they stood, we understand how much, where, to who is going to buy from us, and at what cost, and what is the mode of transaction is going to be used. Because things are moving so fast. Now, where are the opportunities? Opportunities are here. Namibia market itself very well. Market itself very well, especially looking at the discoveries of oil and gas, and also green hydrogen, where it is undeniable that the foreign direct investment intelligence report, global intelligence report, indicate that a small country like Namibia is at position number one in the continent in terms of attracting people with money to invest in its country. A small country like Namibia is now at position number two in the world in terms of attracting foreign direct investors. And this is a very good opportunity if it's handled well. And it can also be a bit of an insult if in the next 5 years an ordinary Namibian is not uplifted from poverty. Because this is the best that we, at this point in time, the way we are, is the best that we can do, considering circumstances around us. At this point in time that we are, is the best that we can do, considering the circumstances around us. Because we are given, we just need to take and use it. Just need to take and use it. And are we cooperating toward the realization of Namibian goals? So another chance of trade relations is that I think the business of fertilizers is the best business. If you're in the business of doing of fertilizers, because I remember when I spoke to the CEO of Clear Blue, that is Fabian Shanika, not long ago, when he was speaking about them accessing Belgium market, accessing European market, EU market, with fertilizers made from green algae from the sea, you also be able to realize that at that point in time, if Namibians have good support, and if Namibians understand the importance of trading beyond the local. Because remember, the interesting thing about international trade is that you will get more money, and you have clients who are a lot, unlike where we are. You know, the reason of and the negative side of economic growth is also that population also matters. Because when you have population, you have competition. When you have competition, you have innovation. When you have innovation, you have flow of money. So that is what we need to look at. That is what we need to look at. And the other thing, apart from fertilizers also, I met one guy who is in the business of selling marula oil. and ask to say, what is your market? They say, no, we are selling in Michigan, we're selling in the US, there is already a demand there. We're selling in Europe. We are also trying to assess Asia market. Then the question that we are asking ourselves is to say, are these people supported to expand more or just to make a factory? Yeah, because if you already have a market in the US, you can already send to Europe. What if you sell in bag? What if you do that? Because I think it will also move well with what we have been discussing, especially when it's coming to collaboration. Because if you have already a business like that, why can't you make Namibia great? Don't want to say great again, but why can't you make Namibia great? So the other thing is also what we have discussed yesterday, when we as a country through Green Hydrogen Project are producing ammonium sulfate, and we are targeting a regional market. To say, out of all the 4.5 million tons of ammonium, 4.5 million tons of fertilizers being brought to Southern Africa, it's only 7% which is made locally. That is your statistics, to say it's only 7% which is made locally. All others are coming from outside. If you are in the business of fertilizers, whatever fertilizers you are coming up with, you are standing a good chance not only to trade locally in an international level, but also at the regional level. The opportunities at Sandek, the question that we are asking ourselves is that who are supposed to assist our entrepreneurs to expand their businesses beyond the borders? Who are supposed to assist our entrepreneurs to collaborate with other entrepreneurs from other countries and establish stronger cooperations to do business? Those are some of the questions that we should continue asking, and we should ask to make sure that we find a solution. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. It's 24 minutes past the hour of 7. And this is your economic conversational program. You can still engage us. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. So where are we standing as a country? How is our trade relations with our neighbor? What are the things that we need to do to make sure that we improve our trade relations? Number one, the other thing is also, before you go to a commercial break, is issues of logistics. Although we are strategically positioned as a country in terms of logistics, in terms of Walvis Bay hub, in terms of Rudari's seaport, although we are strategically positioned, how is our mode of transportation, especially when it's coming to products? Why are we not having trains connecting Namibia with Zambia? Why do we have a lot of trucks on the roads every day? Why we can be able to transport using just one mode of transportation? So, if you look into that, you'll be able also to understand that the easier we look at the importance of connectivity, of trade routes, the better we improve the standard of our country. Because now, where we are now, although we are always saying it every day, although there is a lot of money coming into the country, citizens are continue to beat each other and killing each other because of little money. Citizens are continue to rob each other in the street because of little money. And also people continue to engage into economically motivated relationships that definitely in most cases end up in not so good results. So that is exactly what we are discussing We are discussing international trade, Namibia trade relations. What are some of the opportunities and also some of the challenges, and what can we do as ordinary people to make sure that we benefit from that trade relations?
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere urikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwefu tite okoye ekukurile.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at Namibia trade relations. What are some of the opportunities and also what are some of the challenges? Now, let us look at our NDP-6, for example, and also ask ourselves a question to say, Are we doing what we say? Because when you look at our NDP-6, it's stipulated very clearly to say issues of selling products, unfinished products have cost Namibia a lot, and it's time now to look at the value addition. So that is, let us look at commercial break.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic development. We are looking at what our NDP-6 is saying about, especially about value addition, coming up with finished products. Then I want to ask you a question today, especially what you produce. Just think about this. Think about your farm, or think about what you produce at the subsistence level at the home, especially at either you are at the north, south, or east. Think about what you produce there. What is that one thing that you can really be sure that you can produce it in bulk, you can package it, you can put your bread in, and you can sell it at the international level? And what kind of support do you need in that regard? Because if you do that, it's more easier for you, and if you are organized, it's more easier for you. it's more easier for you to be assisted. It's more easier for you to be assisted, especially looking at where the current government is standing, because we have realized that, not really to say we have wasted a lot of money, we have wasted a lot of energy in speaking without coming up with any solutions, especially when it's coming to value addition. What is that one thing that you can do as a young person that you can package it, can put your brand in, and you can also be able to sell it? And what are some of the assistance that you need? Because this is now the time to ask those questions, and it's also now the time to approach those who are given resources. Because it cannot be correct when a lot of money is being released, especially to uplift either young people or small businesses through a development bank, but these resources are not utilized. It cannot be correct. That's why today, when you speak about international trade opportunities, we would like to look at what is that Namibians can also do and also sell at international ground. Look at Angola. A lot of people have been disencouraged, and they got a bad name when it's coming to Angola. But we do not have enough trade activities happening with Angola. That's why it's up to you. If you have a new product that you want to sell, if you have something that you produce locally, it's up to you also to look at what is that I can supply to Angola. And how can we strengthen that trade relations? Because remember, although South Africa is our bigger brother, China is our bigger brother, we have been together for quite a long time. These two countries are part of their economic alignment, and they also have their benefits from there. Although we are in SACU with South Africa, we are in SADC with South Africa, we are in African Union with South Africa. South Africa is still a big boy on his own. South Africa is still a big boy on his own because South Africa is a main player also at G20, where he's chairing. Even his own continent is sitting when South Africa is talking. South Africa is also part of BRICS, which poses a bit of a threat to the Western world, which is also can be an advantage to Namibia, or can also be a disadvantage. Because looking at South Africa is also part of where we meet with other countries, such as at TICAD, for example, such as Tokyo International Conference on African Development. When you look at the FOCAC, South Africa is there. But what can we do? What can we do as Namibians? What can we do as Namibians in order to make sure that we upgrade our trade game, and we improve the way we do things? Because the economy of Namibia is very small. We cannot all be fed here. The economy of Namibia is very small, and we have also have seen the issue of inequality, the issue of income inequality. And we've also seen a drought. We have seen impact of climate change, and many other things that face the society. That is why the only best thing to do is to strengthen the trade. Then, while we are here, what are some of the challenges of somebody who want to strengthen trade ties, or somebody who want to trade regionally? Actually, what are some of the challenges which are there? What are some of the challenges for the strengthening of a small business enterprise? Because remember, having ambition for value addition is one thing. Practicing what we need is another thing. Because ambition without action is just a dream. Ambition without action is just a dream, because when you look at, for example, the prediction of Dowry's Village project is very clear. What is the prediction of a Namibian person who is making omtete juice, for example? Who's coming to the international market? Who was supposed to help that person? Okay, let's get to the caller. Hello?
Mr. Shombe, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm well.
Good.
Yes.
Can I have a minute or two to say something?
No problem. You are more than welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yes, you have been talking about trade.
Yeah.
And that perhaps I believe you also mentioned about trade balance. So now, it is important that we need to export more products.
Yeah.
Yesterday when you were talking about with the representative, the executive director.
No, it's a chief. It's a CEO.
Yeah, now they are called executive director. I don't know why they got
no. There's a lot of name. You know, you can be a managing director. I mean, you can be MD. But when CEOs are meeting, you are also. I think it's just name.
Just name.
Yeah, but I think power and salary matters also. Maybe I don't know.
In the private sector, they might want to be called chief executive officer.
Yeah.
So now, yesterday, he was mentioning about the numbers of tons.
Yeah.
To be exported.
Yeah.
And the one that we can consume here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call you back.
Come again?
I'll call you back.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yes, the issue of chief executive officers managing director. You can find also executive director. It's quite complicated but understandable. Quite complicated but understandable. But it also depends on the structure of the institution and also the legal framework that is guiding that institution. But yeah, let us continue and let us also ask ourselves questions to say, what are the opportunities in expanding trade? If you add value, let me say we add value to our products. If we add value to our products, then we sell them regionally, because we do not need to start outside anymore. We need to sell them regionally. Then we move in line with what Africa is saying. We move in line with Africa, what Africa is saying, because Africa is talking about Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And I understand the Minister of Trade and International Relations is attending a conference regarding Africa Continental Free Trade Area. But let us take the caller. Hello?
Yes. Sorry, David.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was interrupted, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just continue and finish up my point.
Okay.
Yeah, when it comes to trading.
Yeah.
With all these structures in place.
Yeah.
To give us an opportunity to some of the markets.
Yeah.
Like the chief executive officer was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
I just believe that we ourselves, we can strengthen our capacity and then capitalize on those things that you were talking about. Well, you know, the one who was talking about the collectiveness of is it SADC or African country, I don't know, where they want to make sure that they group themselves.
Yeah.
And then now start competing and producing.
Yeah.
And also identifying now the opportunities, the areas where people can really, the areas, you know, because there are critical areas where you know that, yes, if I undertake this kind of project, a lot of people will be employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the rural area, where you are talking about agricultural projects.
Yeah.
Big ones, huge ones.
Yeah.
And we know people are talking about value addition, supply chain, and all these things.
Mm.
I just believe that even now, our trade balance,
yeah,
when we look at it in terms of export and import,
yeah,
well, you find out that there are really areas where we are doing well.
Exactly the area that we are doing well, but the problem that we are losing out, we continue to sell quality product, but unfinished. That is how they beat us.
I think that the directive was given by the president, the late president, Hage Geingob. And everybody is actually looking at that legacy. We are saying, yes, it's true that this thing comes with its own challenge, own realities. This other thing comes and things like that. And hence, there's also different kind of imbalance, expression and complaint and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you look at them very well, it's really that there's continuity and there's improvement in many, many, many areas. So, but in this case now, like you were asking, what are the challenges that a small, medium enterprise or anybody is facing? So it is true. Some of these challenges are reality.
Yeah.
Some of them are just fake, actually. They're just a fear that we have.
The fear of...
We cannot undertake fear, the significant fear, the fear of unknown.
You speak... It's the fear of the unknown.
The fear of unknown.
Okay.
You are just afraid to undertake that thing because you feel you are unable, you don't have the ability to do something.
So
even when you do something, when you fail once, you guys, you have told us people who have failed many, many, many times before they got it right. So now when you have those kind of challenges and you just think that no, the one that, like those youth programs that, funding that was there now.
Yeah.
Some of them will just tell you, no, it's only for the connected people. It's only for the what, the political connected. I don't know what type of political connected.
It's a fear.
It's just a fear. And you just don't want to go and get your form, go and register your business with BIPA.
Yeah.
It takes 7 working days and sometimes until you get those things. And you know, we have assisted a lot of people on doing these things. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
But these people are doing their thing. So it's also lack of expertise and the information. But you guys, you are giving us information here.
You
don't really complain about it.
Okay.
Economic issues, legal issues, all this information combined and well prepared.
And
we are still saying that, of course, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has been reduced by you guys. Especially on Eagle FM here.
Yeah, indeed.
To people just want to to mize the information. You know that word. You are giving information.
Yeah.
It's like the bundle education system that was there. They are part of the system.
You come
and talk for 30 minutes and the student does not even say anything.
You are giving information with a spoon.
Yes. You know, that's what we call the banging education system that was imposed on us here. And the people are still risked. How do you say So there's a word that they use. So if you are using something that's even wrong, you know that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you continue doing it.
There's like, no results.
You know, in the what is it? Bending the wheel or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
So now, in the past, my friend, when people were taught, we were heard from commanders in Oshakati there, they say, the secondary school.
Yeah.
When the kids were taught those days,
there
is a kakunya with a gun here.
AK-47 or?
No, they never had AK-47. The rifle they were using.
M5. R5. Yeah.
Those long ones, black ones, the long ones from America.
R5, yeah.
Now, somebody is there now watching you, a police, Kakunya.
Yeah.
What are you teaching the children? If you allow the children to question you, faith, you might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. So
that kind of education system, people are not, of course, the lack of information, but we really thank God for you guys who are there providing us information.
Yeah.
France will come, and this other one will come, and people are engaging. So I think it's also maybe for me,
yeah,
because newspaper, today I bought newspaper for yesterday because I didn't have them yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to buy for the one for today.
You don't lose out.
You never lose out. The what is it that paper that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Imagine all those electronic information devices that we are hearing. All the constitutions are here.
Yeah.
And people are, you are telling me that there is still lack of information. So that let's strengthen our capacity where you are talking about.
Thank you, Uncle. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Uncle, for always your input. They are valuable. And the issue of information is quite critical. It's quite critical because that's why we are always saying, let us elevate the conversation. The conversation should not just be about where am I going to get food on Friday? What is the most beautiful and fantamagorous lady in town? Or which guy has money in town? The conversation must go beyond that. Because some of these things are temporary. But if we educate our children the context of what is valuable, what is long-term value that you can add, and what can be lost within seconds, we can be able to move forward. Because as it indicated, I think it's also with us also to see what can we really focus on. What can we really focus on? Because you know, there's a lot of things. I'm always telling my friends, they know, guys, if you have a lot of negative information, please ask yourself this question. Is this going to be valuable to me? If you are just full of gossip and full of information which are not going to help you, it's a wasting of time. They are draining people and you can also become sick due to negative views. But if there is opportunities, there is about opportunities on value addition. There's an opportunity on trade. There's an opportunity on investment. There's opportunity on learning new information. That is where we come in. That is where we come in because we have to continue being armed with right information. We have to continue being armed with right information because we understand that our education system did very well to give us qualification, but they did not go beyond that to say, how do you connect this qualification to the market? They did not do well in that. And that is what we are trying to do, to say, continue learning. You will also be able, because most of educated people are those who taught themselves. Most of the educated people are those who taught themselves. Put it this way, whatever people label about Jacob Zuma, there is one quality that you need to get from him. It's lifelong learning. It's lifelong learning. Somebody who end up in grade 2, he did not get I think he's a grade 1 graduate. He did not finish grade 2 even. He was just a kettle boy. But he continued educating himself to that extent that he became the third president of South Africa. And when he is in his cabinet, he is with professors, doctors. But he understands how the state is operating. Whatever happened, that is history. But what we are indicating to you is that when we are saying listen to Eagle FM, when we are saying read the Villager newspaper, when we are saying engage in constructive conversation, we are indicating to you that look at what is valuable. Yes, we all love soccer, but why you are so stressed about Manchester beaten 5-0 by Tottenham, for example? To that extent that you lose focus on the business that you are operating. Is it Manchester rather win a match than your tax shop closing down because you are more interested in that? Is that a positive thing to do? Yes, we understand a person must have happiness and also life fulfillment, but what control do you have over? So, and while we have only 8 minutes, it's also up to us to ask questions to say, the other time we were talking about value addition, we say, are we going to find ourselves in a situation? When are we going to find ourselves in a situation, particularly within the period of NDP 6, where you have a person in Namibia, a farmer in Namibia, using fertilizers made from Namibia, using tools such as hoes, such as machines made from Namibia, producing that product, whether it's tomato, making that tomato sauce, packaging it in that bottle made from Namibia, printed and branded in Namibia, and sold to international market. Do you know how many jobs we have created when you do that? Because you have a bottle, you have a printing, you have also one who end value and content to the tomato sauce, one who is also getting sales, and also the logistics. And also the logistics. Then that is a lot of jobs that are created. That's a lot of jobs that are created. Even those who are washing bottles, even those who are packaging, even the salesperson, because somebody has to be there to sell. Even an accountant, because that farm will be so advanced, because you have everybody. Because where you have a farmer is where the business is starting. And we are not taught about these things. We are never taught about these things of farming. But you cannot blame anybody. It's up to us now to see, why can't we have that? Why can't we have our artisans who are manufacturing products fully from Namibia? Yeah, but I'm also very happy to see some of Namibians who are coming up with, you know, this car trailers, whether it's two-wheel or quadra-wheel. You also see some of the artisans, especially boilermakers and welders, they are coming up with those trailers in Namibia, making them. But are these people really getting support to say, okay, you are doing this, why can't we fund you? Why can't we fund you? Are these people really getting support? Well, because there's a lot of middlemen. If artisans who are making trailers in Namibia, but where is the market? Why can't we equip more artisans to do the same thing? Then we can come up with not a warehouse, but just a manufacturing industry where you are selling in bulk, so we can also disrupt the market. Or we can sell to these auto houses which are here. Because remember, it's also going to be interesting. It's also going to be interesting when you look at, for example, when Toyota has signed an agreement with High Iron, Oshivera project, where they are producing, or they are making iron using green hydrogen. You'll be able also to understand that if things go well, then we have Namibians who are manufacturing their own product using iron which is made from Namibia. When are we going to reach that stage? Because those are still questions that we are going to ask ourselves. And before we come to the end of our conversation, is aspect of information. In Namibia, it's like this. In most cases, the person with the right information is the person without skills. And want to sell that information to somebody who has skills. And the person who has skills is that one without materials. And somebody who has materials does not have a space. So, a space for business. So, that is why we are always talking about the power of collaboration. The power of collaboration. That who have information, that who is closer to information, must come to that who have skills, and that who have skills must come to that who have equipment, and that who have equipment must come to that who have a space, and they establish that business. And also, that who have a space can also look for financier, those who can finance their production, because that is the only way that you are going to move out of this trouble. That is the only way that we are going to move out of this trouble that we are. What are the troubles that we are in? It's everywhere. Absolute poverty. economic inequality, illicit financial flow. You also have indirect impact of what the economy is like. You have issues of gender-based violence, issues connected to the economy. You have also issues of being downgraded by World Bank, and also being graylisted by Financial Action Task Force and put as high-risk jurisdiction by European Union Commission. However, there are always opportunities. There are always opportunities, and there is always hope, because although we are struggling to manage our resources as Namibia, there's still going to be a way. There's still going to be a way that we will find it out how we are going to manage it, but that should not be a long-term thing. It's just a matter of institutions which are responsible for governance, institutions which are responsible for governance, institutions which are responsible for attracting investment, and also business people themselves to be able to. Okay, let's take the caller. Yes, how are you?
Fine. Sorry, man. Oh, David, sometimes I try to give to be democratic and give more chance to people, but people are not calling.
Your effort
must be wasted.
It's fine. They are listening.
And gender issue. You know, now you are saying that all these things are all interdependent.
Yeah.
The gender-based violence, you know very well that it comes from
it's also economic issue. Even mental health is economic issue.
In fact, the gender-based violence takes those forms.
Mm-hmm. But we have a few seconds before I got beaten.
Yeah, I know. But I see, if we organize ourselves as men, honestly speaking, we really organize ourselves, we communicate, we give each other information like you are doing, and then we also take some, a tangible step.
Action,
to take action. Mm-hmm. So this information that you people are giving us here, we must not just allow it to go for waste.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. Yes, I think it's the right time to give to a mic to Mac. To unpack the day, and also, but thank you for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and to continue listening to Eagle FM programs. Download the Eagle FM app, and also make sure that you read the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you read the Villager newspaper, and make your life more easier, because you have access to the content. And also information which are regarding the new developments, information which are regarding investment, and information which are regarding trade. So from me, David Chombe, thank you very much, and bye-bye for now.